what I'm going to do is share our journey into Kirkby. So I'm going to play, get Johnny to play as a DVD, and then what John's going to do is finish up and sum up. Bear with me if I go over, bear with me if I get a bit emotional, or if I lose where I am. But this is what we've decided, and it's trusting God with our home. And I just want to start by declaring Psalm 27, verse 1. The Lord is my light and the one who saves me. Okay, unlike most of the people that have spoken so far, John and myself weren't born into a Christian home. We only became Christians 15 years ago in 1995. We found God when I was pregnant with Abby. It was a really difficult time for both of us. We both had baby boys when we'd been married before, and both baby boys died. So expecting Abby was a tough time. We both thought that church would be boring and it wouldn't be relevant for our lives today. But of course, God had a different plan to that one. And with our friend Jill, we found Ashwood. We could each give you an account of how we've tried to rely on God in difficult times. John's had two nervous breakdowns. Maria's had surgery. We even suffered the indignity of being joint bankrupts in 1995. But as we say, you'll find in Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7, it says, "Do not worry about anything, but pray and ask God for everything you need, always giving thanks, and God's peace, which is so great we cannot understand it, will keep your hopes, hearts focused on Jesus." Tonight we're here to share with you the calling to Kirkby, the journey here, and where we are now. 15 years ago, when we were first Christians, it was prophesied over us that we would be like a lighthouse on a hill, a light that could steer people away from danger and towards safety. Stanton Hill was high on a hill, so we thought that was what it meant. We lived next door to Simon and Emma for 11 years. They moved into Bainbridge Terrace a week before us as newlyweds. Aww. Bless them. Straight away, we managed to get Simon into trouble. We were playing King of Fools while we were moving things in, and Emma said that Simon had left it on in their house. He hadn't. It was the nutty Christians moving in next door. We drifted away from church after a few years, but knew we needed to be back there before John had his second breakdown. Simon and Emma stood with us that morning, as they had at the hospital and at home. They even gave us some lunch afterwards. Ashwood felt like home, and we quickly settled down to our church life again. But yet again, there was something missing. We did not feel part of the community of our church that our church served, because we lived 5 miles away. We briefly tried a church in Skegby to be part of the work that God was doing where we lived, but that didn't work either. We actually came to the conclusion